Good morning and welcome to another edition of Yannick's Notebook on CJD 800. Again today, our guest expert is Walter Assey, the president of Renovco. This may be a loaded question, considering your position at Renovco, Walter, but how do you hire a contractor? What should I be looking for?
There's multiple things to look at, Dave. You know, and thanks to the internet, they're easily verifiable. So the first thing we want to ensure is that the contractor is licensed. And not only licensed, but licensed for the right kind of job that you want to hire that contractor for. Example, a lot of contractors are licensed in concrete and in cement. It doesn't mean they can come and do electrical work in your home. So you look at the license number, and usually by law, it have to be advertised on their card and in their contracts and on their vans or trucks. And you validate if this number is still valid. Because a lot of them, sometimes they had a license number and they just chose not to renew it or it was suspended. So once you validate, the RBQ have a site that you can actually go in. You put in the number and tell you if it's active or inactivated or suspended. Mm-hmm. Then you can check the categories of that license. So when you want to make sure that that contractor have all the proper categories to get the job done in your home or in your place of business. So if you're doing a big commercial job, as an example, you can have a general contractor that is licensed to do three floors and you have four floors. That's not a licensed contractor for this particular job. That's the first thing I would look for when hiring a contractor. Now, is that sufficient? Of course not. That doesn't tell you if the contractor is good or bad. We always say check for references. Although it's not, you know, a bulletproof way of looking at things, because people can give you any type of references and you can call their cousins and their neighbors. But still, it's an extra measure of verification. The more accredited the contractor is, the better it is. There's multiple organizations that actually can give you additional accreditations, which for the consumer is additional insurances, additional customer service, additional places they can go if they have conflict with the contractor. So the Better Business Bureau, or the, here they call it, I think, L'Office de Ethique Commerciale or something like this, have another name. Consumer Protection, APCHQ. And if you're doing any water damage or mold-related issues, there's always the IICRC. So the more the accreditations the contractor have, the better it is. That's pretty much, in a nutshell, what you could look for in general.
Well, it seems to me that when you come to the price... I'll put it another way. When you consider the advancement in the what the home is worth, I mean, if you do a kitchen or a bathroom, it seems to me those are the two that pay off the best.
That's correct. So kitchen and bathroom is the first thing that home buyers would look at, because it's the most expensive rooms in the house to renovate as well. So, you know, we're down... Bathroom maybe is indicative of you not maintaining your home properly as well. So people look at the tiles are falling off the top. So that means there's other things falling in the rest of the house and so on and so forth. And also that's the room that you would enjoy the most. I mean, most people spend most of their time in kitchens. They cook, they do parties, they, you know, so it's actually a question of a quality of life.
Seems to me, Walter, that when it comes to basements, the number one job that needs to be done is to make sure it's dry.
100%. That's a common mistake. Most, when, you know, when we hire a contractor to do the job, the first thing most of the people would think at is about is cosmetic issues. So I want it to look nice. I want an extra bedroom. They don't actually look at the possibilities of water infiltration. They want to protect their investment. So always look from the inside in and protect your investment as such. Make sure that you don't have foundation cracks. Make sure that you have proper sump pumps, proper drainage, that you have no issues with your cement slab. Plumbing as well. If you have any plumbing leaks, do you need a drain? Do you need the clapet, which is the backwater valve? And then you start thinking about the real cosmetic renovations.
Very good. Thank you, Walter. Walter Assey, president of Renovco, here on CJD 800.